गुरु से लगन कठिन है पाई, गुरु से लगन कठिन है पाई।
एक कबीर साहब की वाणी है, परमात्मा की मौज उठी, उसने सचखंड रचिया इस तरह पबर गुफा थले दी रचना करदा आया। और ये भी रचना उस दे हुक्म दे नाल ही रची है और हुक्म दे नाल ही चल रही है। जब आत्मा नू उस परमात्मा ने बिछोड़िया, आत्मा बड़ी उदास होई, रोई। काल भी उन्हां 16 शक्तियां दे विच्चों एक है। जद परमात्मा ने यह कहा कि देखो, ये एक नया देश वसाउणा चाहुंदा है, उहदे विच इह तुहानूं काफ़ी चीज़ां मुहैया करेगा, लेकिन आत्मा गिरिया जारी करके रोई कि अगर सानू ये कष्ट देवे, दुख देवे, तकलीफ देवे, साड़ी कौन मदद करेगा, क्योंकि वो देश दी सानू वापसी अपनी। उस वक्त परमात्मा ने इस जीव दे नाल इकरार किया कि अगर थानू ये काल ये शक्ति कष्ट देवेगी तो मैं थोड़ी खुद मदद करूँगा। काल ने जब 84 लाख जून बनाई, क्योंकि काल रूह नू बना नहीं सकता, खत्म नहीं कर सकता, काल गवर्नर है, रूह नू चलाउन वाला है।
दिस इज द बानी ऑफ कबीर साहब।
क्वेस्टो इल बानी दी कबीर साहब।
इट केम इन द विल ऑफ गॉड एंड ही क्रिएटेड सचखंड इन हिज विल एंड देन ही केम डाउन एंड क्रिएटेड भंवर गुफा and the other lower regions were also created in his will.
È stato creato nella sua volontà. Anche Sachkand è stato creato nella sua volontà e tutti i piani e i livelli inferiori adesso.
This plane also is created in his will and it is functioning in his will.
Questo piano anche è stato creato dalla sua volontà e funziona grazie alla sua volontà.
Negative power is one of the 16 powers which he created in his will, and when the souls were being separated from him, when the souls were being given to the negative power, they asked Almighty Lord that if this power gives us pains, if he troubles us, if he bothers us, who is going to help us?
Il potere negativo è uno dei 16 poteri che sono stati creati dalla volontà del Signore. E quando le anime sono state date in mano al potere negativo, esse chiesero a Dio: se il potere negativo ci darà sofferenza, ci darà dolore, allora chi verrà ad aiutarci?
Because when the souls were being given to the negative power, Almighty Lord told them that he is going to develop a new country in which he will provide you with all the facilities, he will give you all sorts of comforts. So the souls asked him that in case he does not do all what he is saying now, if he gives us pains, what is the way for us to receive help? Then Almighty Lord replied that in case he gives you pains and troubles, then I myself will come to liberate you and I will come to help you.
Perché alle anime è stato detto che il Signore avrebbe creato un paese nuovo che loro non conoscevano, che era bello e meraviglioso, dove non avrebbero problemi. Ma le anime chiesero: se questo non avviene, che noi non abbiamo problemi in questo nuovo paese, se ciò che tu dici non avviene, allora chi verrà ad aiutarci? E il Signore disse che lui stesso andrebbe per aiutarlo.
This power cannot finish you, he cannot create you, he is just a governor, he will just govern you. So negative power cannot create or destroy the souls, he is only the governor, and he just governs the souls.
Il potere negativo non può né creare né distruggere le anime, è solo come un governatore. Questo potere non ne può né creare né distruggere.
Guru Nanak Sahib kende akhand patal deep sab loa kale vas a prab kiya ke akhand patal deep vagaira di rachna karke har mandal di kaal de vas khud os bhagwan ne apni marzi mutabik hi saunp ditta.
Guru Nanak Sahib says that after creating the divisions and grand divisions and the underworlds and the other planes of this creation, God himself gave negative power, all these planes, all these creations, to take care.
Guru Nanak ci dice che dopo che Dio creò la terra e tutti i vari piani di esistenza, allora Dio stesso ha dato questi piani in mano al potere negativo, poiché lui potesse fare il governatore.
Topal 84 lakh ਜੀਆ ਜੂਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਫੇਰ ਕੇ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਕਰਮ ਨਾ ਵੀ ਹੋਣ ਤਦ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ 84 ਚੋਂ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦਾ ਤੋ ਮਾਲਕ ਜਦ ਇਹ ਜੀਵ ਨੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੌਣ ਸਹਾਈ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੌਣ ਮਦਦ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਅਗਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦੇਵੇ ਤੋ ਉੱਥੇ ਕੁੱਲ ਮਾਲਕ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਜੀਵ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਹਿਦ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਦ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਇਸਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਖੁਦ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਊਂਗਾ ਜੋ ਜੀਵ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਬਹਿਕਾਏ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਚੰਗੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗੇਗੀ ਜੋ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਕਨੀਓ ਜਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਅਸਲੀਅਤ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਉਹ ਮੇਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਇਤਬਾਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਗਰ ਉਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ ਜੀਵ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਆਊਂਗਾ
ਆਫਟਰ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਸਾਈਕਲ ਆਫ 84 ਲੈਕਸ ਬਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਡੈਥ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਇਫ ਦੈਟ ਸੋਲ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਨੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਗੁੱਡ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਰ ਨੋਟ ਬਟ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਮਿਸ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ ਮੇਡ ਟੂ ਸੋਲ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਗਿਵਸ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ after completing the cycle of 84 lakhs births and deaths.
Dopo che l'anima è stata fatta passare attraverso il ciclo dell'84 milioni di nascite e morti, allora il potere negativo assegna a quest'anima un corpo negativo, un corpo umano. Questo è la promessa del Signore, che l'anima, dopo aver fatto completato il ciclo, riceve un corpo umano.
So when the souls had asked Almighty Lord that who will be ours and who will help us, then Almighty Lord had told them that after completing the cycle of 84 lakhs birth and death, when this power will give you the human body, then I will come down in the human body to liberate you, and those who will listen to me, those who will listen to my voice, those who will follow me, I will bring them to Sachkhand, the place where you are standing now. But the souls who will be deluded by the negative power will neither come to me, nor they will believe in me, and that is why they won't come back to the Sachkhand.
Così il Signore disse alle anime che quando avranno completato il ciclo dell'84 e riceveranno un corpo umano, allora il Signore stesso sarebbe andato giù dove erano loro, in forma umana, e le anime che lo avrebbero ascoltato le avrebbe riportate fino a Sachkhand, dove risiedevano finora, mentre le anime che non lo ascoltavano, che sarebbero prese da Kal, loro sarebbero rimaste lì e non avrebbero potuto tornare a casa.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende jin ke jitne hi phere ape pya sahai.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that he who created the souls, he who is the owner of the soul, he himself makes them go through all these different bodies and he himself helps them.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj ci dice che colui che fa le anime, lui stesso le fa fare tutto questo ciclo di vita e di morte e lui stesso va per riportarle a casa.
Ora, quando siamo umani, ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਪਾਰ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਕਾਰ ਆ ਕੇ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੈਦੀ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦਾ ਸੁਪਰਡੈਂਟ ਜਾਂ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੈਦੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਦਵਾਈ ਬੂਟੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੁਪਰਡੈਂਟ ਜੋ ਜੇਲ੍ਹ ਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੈਦੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਦੇਖਭਾਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਸ਼ਟ ਦਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਕੈਦੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਦੇਹ ਦੇ ਬੰਧਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੱਝਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਕੈਦੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗਸ, ਗੋਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਕਮਸ ਡਾਊਨ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ, ਐਂਡ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ ਹੀ ਲਿਵਸ ਅਮੌਂਗ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਲਪਸ ਅਸ।
ਕੋਸੀ ਕਵਾਂਡੋ ਨੋਈ ਰਿਸੀਵਿਆਮੋ ਇਲ ਕੋਰਪੋ ਉਮਾਨੋ, Dio stesso viene giù al nostro livello nel corpo umano e vive tra noi e ci aiuta.
It is like in the prison, the prisoners also live as well as the doctor who take care of the prisoners, and moreover the superintendent of the prison also lives there. The superintendent is there to take care of the prisoners and doctor is there to take care of the health of the prisoners, but they are not bound to remain there. They are free, they are not the prisoners. In the same way, when God comes in the human form to liberate us, that human form is not attached to the bindings of the human bodies, and he is above the attachments of the human body, and he has come as the doctor or the superintendent of this prison and not as the prisoners as we are.
È proprio come in una prigione, i prigionieri vivono lì proprio come il dottore o il direttore della prigione. Il dottore sta lì per curare la loro salute e il direttore per trattare tutte le formalità. Però loro non sono prigionieri come tutti quanti che sono prigionieri, sono liberi di andare e venire. E nello stesso modo, quando Dio viene nel corpo umano tra noi e vive tra noi, non è legato agli attaccamenti del corpo fisico, alle limitazioni del corpo fisico, è proprio come quel dottore o quel direttore della prigione.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kende hai jan parv pakari aaye ji daan de bhakti lain har so lain malaye.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that the masters come for the benefit of others and giving the donation of their own life they make the soul meet God.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj ci dice che il Signore viene giù nella forma umana per il beneficio degli altri e dando agli altri la loro propria vita li riconduce a Dio.
Jede e kende hai ke guru mar gaya unna lokan nu guru da gyan ni guru unna di samajh nahi aaya hunda ga kyunki guru marda nahi oh avinashi purush hunda hai. ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਹਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਡੈਡ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਵਾਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੂਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਇਮੋਰਟਲ ਪਰਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਆਲ ਦ ਟਾਈਮਸ.
ਕੋਲੋਰੋ ਕੇ ਦਿਕੋਨੋ ਕੇ ਇਲ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਮੋਰਟੋ, loro non hanno capito affatto cosa è il maestro. Proprio come Dio è onnipresente, presente in ogni luogo, nello stesso modo la forma del maestro è presente in ogni luogo, a tutte le ore, tutto il tempo.
Guru Nanak Sahib kende hai, Satguru mera sada sada na aave na jaye, ਉਹ ਅਵਿਨਾਸ਼ੀ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਮਾਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇਮੋਰਟਲ ਪਰਸਨ, ਨੈਵਰ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ, ਨੈਵਰ ਹੀ ਗੋਜ਼, ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਜੀ ਦੀਚੇ ਇਲ ਮੀਓ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਹ ਪਰਫੈਕਟੋ, ਲੂਈ ਇਜ਼ ਸੈਂਪਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟੇ, ਨੋਨ ਵਾ ਮਾਈ, ਨੋਨ ਵਿਏਨੇ ਮਾਈ, ਲੂਈ ਇਜ਼ ਸੈਂਪਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟੇ ਐਂਡ ਇਹ ਪਰਫੈਕਟੋ।
ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ, ਉਸਨੂੰ ਅਦਾਲਤ 'ਚ ਖੜਾ ਕਰ ਲਓ, ਬਈ ਤੂੰ ਮਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਰਿਆ? ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਰਨ ਜੰਮਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਕੀ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਕਰੇਗਾ?
ਆਫਨ ਆਈ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਡੈਡ you should sue against them, you should sue them, and you should ask them that why did you take someone as the master who himself was involved in the births and deaths.
Tante volte io ho detto che coloro che dicono che il maestro è morto, uno dovrebbe fargli causa a tale persone e dirgli perché tu sei stato, hai preso l'iniziazione da un maestro che lui stesso era coinvolto nel ciclo delle vite e delle morte, perché se era il tuo maestro non ne hai preso uno perfetto.
Satguru chola badalda hai, body badalda hai, lekin woh hamesha is sansar vich rehnda hai. Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai, jo to hai, jug to hai, shaukaya hor palati hai.
Sadhguru changes the body, but he always remains in this world. Guru Nanak Sahib says that the light is the same, the practices are the same, only they change the body.
Guru Nanak ci dice che il Sadhguru cambia la sua forma fisica. Gli insegnamenti sono uguali, la luce è uguale, la grazia è uguale. L'unica cosa che cambia è la forma fisica.
Kyunki Sadhguru jad eh sansar mandal te aunda hai, sade insana da roop dhar ke sade vichkar rehnda hai, jad oh sade vargi boli bolda hai, sade tarah duniya di tarah hi khana khanda hai, tatti vagaira janda hai, nahaunda hai, insana wali kriya karde nu jad assi dekhde hain to assi lok apau lae aune hain, assi sochde hain eh vi sade varga hi hai, lekin nahi, sant andro kuch hor hunde hai.
When the Sadhguru comes in the human form in this world and lives among us as a human being, and he eats like us, he drinks like us, he does other things also like us, and when we see him doing all these things like we are doing, then our faith in him we shake our faith in him and we think that he is like us. But no, that is not true. Master is different than the other human beings. From inside he is much different than the other ones.
Quando noi vediamo un maestro che scende sulla terra in un corpo umano come il nostro, lo vediamo che mangia come noi, che dorme come noi, che beve come noi, che si comporta come noi, allora la nostra fede in lui cade. Però il maestro è completamente diverso. Da dentro lui è molto diverso a noi, è tutta un'altra cosa.
ਮਨਮੁਖ ਔਰ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਦਾ ਹੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਮੇਲ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖ ਦੋਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਜਿਉਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਤੇ ਤੇਲ ਇੱਕ ਡੋਬੇ ਦੂਜਾ ਤਾਰੇ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਅਜਬ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਖੇਲ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਪ ਦੇ ਦੋ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸ ਤੇ ਦੂਜਾ ਫੇਲ
ਮਨਮੁਖ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਟਰੈਵਲ ਔਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਪਾਥ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਯੂਨਾਈਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਪਲੇ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਦੇ ਬੋਥ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਸਨਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਫਾਦਰ one of which passes the examination, while other one fails in the examination.
Il Manmukh e il Gurumukh sono due persone che non possono viaggiare lungo lo stesso sentiero. È una sceneggiatura incredibile di Dio questo. È proprio come se sono due figli dello stesso padre, uno del quale passa l'esame e l'altro invece viene bocciato.
One liberates the souls while the other one drowns them.
Uno libera le anime mentre l'altro le affoga.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai guru se lagan kathan hai bhai kehne lage badi kathan hai lagan lekin lagan lage bin paar na paye ji parno ho jaye. ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਪਾਏ ਬਗੈਰ ਉਹਦੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ 'ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੇ ਬਗੈਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਜਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ
ਸੋ ਯਾਰ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਓ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਟ ਵਿਦਾਊਟ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਫੁਲਫਿਲ ਅਵਰ ਟਾਸਕ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਵਿਦਾਊਟ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਿਦਾਊਟ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵਿਦਾਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਲਪ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ do what we are supposed to do, we can never go back to Satkhand.
Così Kabir Sahib ci dice, oh fratello, è molto difficile avere la devozione del maestro, ma se noi non abbiamo la devozione del maestro, allora non possiamo ricevere da lui ciò che è necessario per ritornare a casa, senza la devozione del Maestro non possiamo riempire la nostra missione qui e non possiamo tornare a casa.
Guru se lagan kathin hai pai. Guru se lagan kathin hai pai. Lagan lage bin kaaj na sar hai. जीव पर ले होए जाई जैसे पपीहा प्यासा बूंद का पिया पिया रट लाई।
हुण कबीर साहब कहंदे आ कि किहे जा प्यार साडा साडे सतगुरां नाल होना चाहिदा है, ए नहीं के चार दिन संपर्क च आए तो अगे पिछे भजे तो बाद में भुल गए या संसार दे विच जाके भुल गए, कहन लगे नहीं।
कबीर
साह साह दे नाल साह उपर जांदा तद भी गुरु याद है, थले आउंदा तद भी गुरु याद है, कोई दुनियादारी दा कम करदे आ तद भी गुरु याद आना चाहीदा है। हथ कार वन्नी दिल यार वन्नी।
नाउ कबीर साहब से दैट विच टाइप ऑफ लव should we have for the Master. Our love for the Master should not be like this, that when we come in his contact for a couple of days, we run after him, but when we go away from him, we forget him, or when we go in the world, then we don't remember him. Our love and devotion for the Master should not be like that. Our love for him should be like this, that with our every single breath, we should remember him and we should love him. Our hands may work, but our hands may be applied to the work, but our heart should be always towards the Master.
Così Kabir Sahib ci dice: O fratello, che tipo di devozione dovremmo avere noi per il Maestro? Non dovrebbe essere così. Non dovrebbe essere che quando lo vediamo per un paio di giorni, gli corriamo dietro e gli stiamo appresso, e poi, quando torniamo nel mondo, ci dimentichiamo di lui, cominciamo ad essere coinvolti con le cose mondane. La nostra devozione non dovrebbe essere così, ma dovrebbe essere in un altro modo. Con tutti i nostri respiri dovremmo ricordarci del Maestro, e quando stiamo nel mondo, anche se le nostre mani sono coinvolte nel fare le faccende, il nostro cuore dovrebbe essere tutto preso nella devozione e nella rimembranza del nostro Maestro.
Panchiyan de vich ik papiha janwar hunda hai. ਨਦੀਆਂ ਨਾਲਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਸਮੁੰਦਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਂਦਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਕੁਲ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੰਛੀ ਅੱਜ ਤਾਈਂ ਇਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਗਾ। ਉਹ ਜੋ ਆਕਾਸ਼ 'ਚੋਂ ਸਵਾਤੀ ਬੂੰਦ ਗਿਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਬੂੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਪਕਾਰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Among the birds, there is one bird called rain bird, and he does not drink water from any pond, from any canal, from any lake, because he thinks that the birds of his generation, the birds of his family, have never done so. They have always drank the drop, that raindrop which comes down from the cloud, from the sky. And he thinks that if he will drink the water of other than that, he will bring a blame to his family. That is why he never drinks that. He prefers to leave the body, he prefers to die, than to drink the other water.
Tra tutti gli uccelli c'è un uccello della pioggia che beve solo le gocce dell'acqua mentre piove. Lui, anche se vede tanti laghi e ruscelli sotto di lui, non beve quell'acqua. Lui pensa che tutti i suoi discendenti, tutta la sua famiglia, ha sempre fatto così. E che se lui non facesse così e bevesse dell'acqua in un ruscello, allora cadrebbe qualche maledizione su quella specie di uccello. E così lui beve solo la goccia d'acqua che cade dalle nuvole, e se non trova quella preferisce morire tranne che bere l'acqua di un fiume.
To Kabir Sahib kende jaise papiha pyasa neer da piya piya rat lai, प्यासे त्राण तलफ दिन राती और नीर ना पाई.
So here Kabir Sahib says that like the papiha, the rain bird who is thirsty for the water, and he always goes on repeating, beloved, beloved, he dies day and night, he just cries for that dear drop from the rain, and day and night, after crying for it day and night, he dies, but he never drinks the water from other sources. In the same way, our devotion for the Master should be.
Così Kabir Sahib ci dice che proprio come quel pahiha, quell'uccello della pioggia, che rimane dove è anche per tutta la notte, piangendo per quella goccia d'acqua, e non beve niente, lascia il corpo tranne che bere l'altra acqua, se non è la sua acqua, nella forma della goccia, allora tale dovrebbe essere la nostra devozione per il Maestro.
जैसे पपीहा प्यासा बूंद का पिया पिया रटलाई प्यासे प्राण तलफ दिन राती और नीर ना पाई जैसे मिर्गा शब्द सुनेही शब्द सुनन को जाई शब्द सुने प्राण दान दे तन को ना है डराई.
मृग चौपाए जानवरों के अंदर हुंदा है, वो बड़ा जंगल दे विच दौड़दा है, बड़ी उच्ची लंबी छाल मारदा है, शिकारी लोग जद उसनू पकड़ना चाहते हैं वो एक किस्म का वाजा जाके जंगल दे विच वजाउंदे है, जिसनू कंडा हेड़ी का शब्द कहिंदे है. वो मिर्ग वो शब्द दे उत्ते इतना वाजे दे उत्ते मस्त हुंदा है कि अपना सिर आके वो वाजे ते रख दिंदा है. वो शिकारी आसानी नाल उसनू पकड़ लेंदे है. सोच के देखो कि उसनू किसने खिंचया, शब्द ने. वो शब्द का आशक सीगा, उसनों हांडियां चढ़ना पैंदा है. इंसान दे तो नेड़े आउंदा ही नहीं सीगा फिर शिकारियों दे नेड़े, लेकिन नहीं, वो उस वाजे तो अपने प्राण निशावर कर दिंदा है.
डियर इज एन एनिमल विथ फोर लेग्स, ही लिव्स इन द फॉरेस्ट एंड ही रन्स वेरी फास्ट एंड ही जंप्स वेरी हाई, एंड व्हेन द हंटर्स हैव टू ट्रैप हिम व्हाट दे डू इज दे टेक वन स्पेशल टाइप ऑफ म्यूजिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड दे प्ले special type of tune on it, and deer likes that tune so much that he comes running to the place where the hunters are playing that instrument, and out of the intoxication and devotion for that sound of the music which he is hearing, he puts his head right on the musical instrument and the hunters catch him, and consequently he is killed and he has to let his body cook and people eat the flesh. So just imagine, just think that what was the thing which attracted him over there. In the normal position, he does not even like to come near the common man, so what to talk about coming near the hunters. But because he likes that sound so much, he is intoxicated by it and he is so much devoted to that sound that he does not worry about his life, and he comes and surrenders his life to the hunter and he sacrifices himself on that sound.
Il cervo è un animale che vive nella foresta, che ha le gambe molto lunghe, che è molto agile e corre molto veloce. Quando i cacciatori vanno a cacciare un cervo, si portano con sé nella foresta un certo strumento che fa un suono che attrae molto il cervo. Allora, quando vanno nella foresta e suonano questo strumento, il cervo viene correndo per perché è così devoto a questo suono, gli piace così tanto questo suono, si avvicina finché non mette la testa sopra questo strumento che emane il suono. Così, quando sta lì sopra lo strumento, i cacciatori lo acchiappano e lo uccidono. Così il cervo è costretto di lasciare il suo corpo e il suo corpo viene cucinato e poi mangiato. Ora, i cervi, se non c'è quello strumento, non gli piace neanche di essere avvicinati dall'uomo comune, figuriamoci dal cacciatore. Quindi quel cervo, grazie a quel suono, grazie a quello strumento, va dove ci sono i cacciatori e sacrifica il suo corpo, sacrifica il suo essere a quel suono, perché è così devoto a quel suono che sacrifica il suo corpo.
Shabad sune o pran dan de tan ko nahe darai jaise sati chadi sat upar piya ki rah man paai paavak dekh dare vah nahi hansat baith saramai
hindustan de andar pehla eh kaafi rivaaj hunda siga aurat ਦਾ ਅਗਰ ਪਤੀ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਜਿੰਦੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਤੀ ਦੀ ਚਿਖਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੜ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਸੀ
ਇਨ ਦੀ ਓਲਡਨ ਡੇਜ਼ ਇਟ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦ ਕਸਟਮ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀ ਹਸਬੰਡ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਵਾਈਫ ਵੁੱਡ ਡਾਈ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਦ ਵਾਈਫ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਵਾਈਫ ਵੁੱਡ ਬਰਨ ਹਰਸੈਲਫ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਡੈਡ ਬੋਡੀ ਆਫ ਹਰ ਹਸਬੰਡ
ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਨੇ ਟੈਂਪੀ ਦੇ ਪਾਸਾਟੋ ਏਰਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਕਿ ਕੁਆਂਡੋ ਇਲ ਮਾਰੀਟੋ ਦੀ ਉਨਾ ਕੋਪਿਆ moriva prima della moglie, allora la moglie si bruciava viva insieme al corpo del marito.
Rajasthan de andar ajay vi government to chori vagaira kai auratan kai karane kar lende hai halanke government da e kanoon hai ke koi aisi kam aurat na kare.
Now also in Rajasthan, many families and many people do that, even though it is the law of the government that nobody should do that.
Tutt'oggi nel Rajasthan molte famiglie continuano a fare questa cosa, anche se è la legge che non bisogna farla.
Questran karde hai, jad kise aurat da pati mar jave, o aurat pure haar shingar laundi hai, jaise ke shaadi wale din laaye hunde hai. ਔਰ ਉਹ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਪਤੀ ਦੀ ਚਿਖਾ ਬਣਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਚਲੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਘਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਲੋਕ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਸਭੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਦੇਖ ਅੱਗ ਦਾ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਸੇਕ ਹੈ ਤੇਰੇ ਛੋਟੇ ਛੋਟੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਦੇਹੀ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਸੜ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਅੱਗ ਦਾ ਸੇਕ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਮੋਹ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਹਾਰ ਸ਼ਿੰਗਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਛਾ ਸਮਝਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਨਾ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਦਾ ਮੋਹ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹ ਸੜਨੀ ਜਾਣਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਤੀ ਦੀ ਚਿਤਾ ਤੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਸੜ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਵਾਟ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਐਨੀਬਾਡੀਸ ਹਸਬੰਡ ਡਾਈਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੂਮਨ ਡਰੈਸਸ ਹਰਸੈਲਫ ਅਪ ਐਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਡਰੈਸ ਅਪ ਐਸ ਸ਼ੀ ਹੈਡ ਡਰੈਸਡ ਅਪ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਹਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਮੈਰਿਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਲਾਈਮ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਹਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਯੋਰ ਬੋਡੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਬਰਨਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ ਜਸਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਹਾਊ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਯੋਰ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਆਰ how much wealth you have and they try to tempt her in all the ways they can but she does not get attached either to the children or to the wealth or to the ornaments or her beautiful body she knows only to sacrifice her body only to burn her body with the dead body of her husband
cosa succede questo che la moglie si veste nei vestiti in cui era vestita al tempo del suo matrimonio e comincia ad arrampicarsi sopra il rogo. Quando tutti i familiari e le persone vicine vedono questo, cominciano a dirgli guarda che bel corpo che hai, guarda che bei bambini che hai, guarda tutta la ricchezza che hai, perché ti bruci? E in questo modo cercano di tentarla nel restare in vita. Ma lei non ascolta tutte queste cose, non rimane attaccata ai figli, non rimane attaccata al suo bel corpo, alla sua ricchezza, e l'unica cosa che pensa è di sacrificare il suo corpo insieme al corpo morto del suo marito.
Sant sati hon di ajajat nahi dendege. Guru Amar Das ne eh cheez da bada virodh kita siga. Balke eh sanu kende hai ke jis naal ek wari shaadi ho gayi hai zindagi bhar us de naal shaadi nu barqarar rakho nibhao talaq bhul ke vi na lo. Sant mat de andar talaq nu bahut bura samjha gaya hai.
Saints do not allow us to become sati. They do not allow us to burn our body with the dead body of our husbands. Guru Amar Das opposed this a lot.
I santi non permettono ai loro discepoli di bruciare il loro corpo insieme a quello del marito che è già morto. Guru Amar Das era molto contrario a questo.
They tell us that once you get married to anyone, you should maintain that marriage until your death, and you should never think about getting divorced. In the Sant Mat, divorce is considered as a very bad thing.
Invece i santi ci dicono che quando ci sposiamo dovremo mantenere quel matrimonio fino alla nostra morte e non pensare mai al divorzio. Nella Sant Mat il divorzio è considerata una cosa molto negativa.
पावक देख डरे वह नाही हसत बैठ सरामाई दो दल सन मुख आन जुड़े हैं सूरा लेत लड़ाई टुक टुक होए गिरे तरनी पर खेत छोड़ नहीं जाई।
हुण कबीर साहब एक सूरमे की मिसाल दे के समझाउंदे है कि जिस तरह कोई सूरमा मैदाने जंग दे विच चलिया जांदा है अगर उत्थे दुश्मन का जोर देख के या फौज ज्यादा देख के वो पिछे हटे आउंदा है लोग उसका अपजस करते अपकीर्त करते हैं कि यह कैर है वो की करता है मैदाने जंग दे विच जाके या मर जाना या मार देना.
Now Kabir Sahib giving the example of a brave man makes us understand that when a brave man goes in the battlefield, if looking at the power of the enemy, he comes back, he turns his back to the battlefield, and if he is afraid of the power of the enemy, and if he comes back, then people defame him and he is not well respected and welcomed by the people. So what he does is, when any brave man goes in the battlefield, he knows either to die or to kill.
Kabir Sahib adesso ci dà l'esempio di un uomo coraggioso. Dice, quando un uomo coraggioso va nel campo di battaglia e vede il potere del nemico, se questo potere lo spaventa e torna indietro, allora tutti lo diffamano e il suo nome di coraggioso gli viene tolto. E in questo modo il coraggioso, quando va sul campo di battaglia, ha solo due cose in mente, o di essere ucciso o di uccidere, ma certo non di tornare indietro a farsi diffamare.
Toc toc hoi gire tarni par khet chod nahi jai छोड़ो तन अपने की आसा निर्भय होए गुण गाई।
हुण क्यों संत सानू इतना जोर दिंदे है ते भी तुसी क्रेडिट दे पक्के रहो और अपने मन नू हर जगह डोलन ना दियो। ਇਉਂ ਨਾ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਾਮ ਤੰਗ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਤੰਗ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਰਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੰਗ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦਵਾਈ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਪੂਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ, ਪੂਰੇ ਵੈਦ ਨੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਦਵਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਯੂਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਅਗਰ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਪਰਹੇਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਗੇ।
ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਮਫਸਾਈਜ਼ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਔਨ ਕੀਪਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਕੈਰੈਕਟਰ ਗੁੱਡ? ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਦੇ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਐਬਸਟੇਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ? ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਲਸਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੋਦਰਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਔਰ ਐਂਗਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬੋਦਰਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਬੋਦਰਿੰਗ ਅਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਗਿਵਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੂਵ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੋਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਕੰਪਲੇਨਿੰਗ that all these things are bothering you because you are not using the medicine. If you are using the medicine, then you are not refraining from the things from which you have been told, and that is why you are complaining that all these things are bothering you.
Perché i santi ci dicono di lasciare stare con tutte queste cose? Perché ci dicono di mantenere il nostro carattere buono? Quando noi diciamo che dobbiamo tribolare con la lussuria, con l'ira e con tutte queste cose, è perché noi non stiamo usando la medicina che ci è stata data dai santi. Quando noi usiamo questa medicina, allora queste cose non ci tribolano più e noi non reclamiamo, non diciamo più nulla di tutte queste cose, perché ਸਟੇਮ ਉਜ਼ਾਂਦੋ ਦਾ ਜੂਸ ਮੈਡੀਸਿਨ।
ਜਿਸ ਔਰਤ ਔਰ ਮਰਦ ਦਾ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਇੱਥੇ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਣਗੇ? ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਮਾਰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ, ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਬੇਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਕਾਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ, ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਬੇਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਔਰਤਾਂ, ਨੂਰੀ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਮਿਲਣਗੀਆਂ ਮਰਦਾਂ ਨੂੰ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣਗੀਆਂ ਤੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਾ ਜਾ, ਸਾਥੋਂ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੋਰ ਕੌਣ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਭੋਗ ਭੋਗ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਇੱਥੇ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਬਤ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ? ਉੱਥੇ ਗਿਰ ਜਾਣਗੇ। ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਾਇਮ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਲਾ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਨੂਰੀ ਮਰਦ ਮਿਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੀ ਕਰਨਾ, ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਥੋਂ ਕੌਣ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਵੀ ਵਿਚਾਰੀਆਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਅੜਕ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਲਾ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਮਾਰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜਾ ਸਹਾਈ ਸਿੱਧ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਹਾਊ ਵਿਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਮੈਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਮਨ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਗੁੱਡ ਕੈਰੈਕਟਰ ਹੀਅਰ ਵਿਲ ਬਿਕਮ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਪਲੇਨਸ?
ਕੋਮੇ ਪੋਸੀਬਿਲੇ ਕਿ ਉਨ ਓਮੋ ਓ ਨਾ ਦੋਵਰਾਨ ਅਟਰਫਿਸਾਰੇ ਟੂ ਕੀ ਪਿਆਨ ਇੰਟੀਰੀਓਰ?
ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਗੁੱਡ ਕੈਰੈਕਟਰਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ go through the astral and the other planes, because in the astral plane there are the astral men and women of light, and there are many other things to attract. The astral women will tell the men that come and enjoy with us, who is better than us. And if those men are not maintaining their character in this world, they will fall there because they won't be able to maintain their character there also. In the same way, the astral men will attract the women, and those who do not have the good characters in this world, they will also be easily trapped there and they will be stuck there.
Se noi non abbiamo un carattere buono qui, allora quando entriamo nei piani astrali dove ci sono gli uomini e le donne astrali, gli uomini e le donne di luce, allora le donne di luce andranno dagli uomini e diranno: venite a godere con me, chi è migliore di me? E l'uomo, se non è riuscito a tenere il suo carattere forte e fermo qui, cadrà anche lì. E nello stesso modo le donne di luce, gli uomini di luce, andranno dalle donne e diranno: venite a godere con noi, chi è meglio di noi? E nello stesso modo, se le donne non sono riuscite a rimanere forti qui, sicuramente lì cadranno.
That is why saints always emphasize on having good characters, because if we have good character in this life, in this world, it will help us a lot when we will have to go through the plains on our way back home.
Ed è proprio per questo che i santi mettono molta enfasi sul nostro avere un buon carattere qui, Perché se noi avremo un buon carattere qui, allora questo ci aiuterà molto quando dovremo attraversare i piani interiori nel viaggio verso casa.
छोड़ो तन अपने की आसा निर्भय होए गुण गाई कहत कबीर सुनो पाई साधो नहीं तो जन्म न साई।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਕਹੋ ਜੀ ਗਿੱਟੇ ਦੁਖਦੇ ਆ, ਗੋਡੇ ਦੁਖਦੇ ਆ, ਢੂਹੀ ਦੁਖਦੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਅੱਖਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਵਜਨ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਭਜਨ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਚੁਸਤੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਨੁਕਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਐਸੇ ਬਹਾਨੇਬਾਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਰੋਜ਼ ਨਾ ਲਾਓ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਵਕਤ ਟਪਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਜਨਮ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਐਵੇਂ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਇਹ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਬੜਾ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਵੀ ਦੇਵਤੇ ਵੀ ਲੋਚਦੇ ਹੈ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਇਸ ਦੇਹੀ ਕੋ ਸਿਮਰੇ ਦੇਵ ਸਾ ਦੇਹੀ ਭਜ ਹਰ ਕੀ ਸੇਬ ਭਜੋ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਭੂਲ ਮਤ ਜਾਓ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਨਮ ਕਾ ਇਹੀ ਲਾਹੋ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਪੇਨ ਇਨ ਆਵਰ ਨੀਜ਼, our legs are hurting, our back is hurting, I feel pressure on my eyes, I have headache and all these things. Don't go on complaining like this and don't make excuses in doing meditation. Just do your meditation, because if you will spend all your time making all these excuses, then you will lose this precious human body which you have been given for doing the meditation.
Kabir Sahib ci dice: non lamentatevi che vi fanno male le ginocchia, che vi fanno male le gambe, che sentite la pressione sugli occhi, che avete mal di testa. Non lamentatevi di tutte queste cose, ma sedete a fare la meditazione senza alcun lamento, poiché la medicina vi è stata data e voi dovreste sedere a fare la meditazione, poiché potete tornare a casa senza lamentarvi. Non dovrebbe essere una cosa...
By meditating your body does not become sick, instead it becomes fresh. So don't make all these excuses to postpone the meditation, because this human body is very precious and human beings are next to God. Even the gods and goddesses are longing to have this human body so that they can go back, so that they can do the devotion of Lord and go back to home.
Non lamentatevi di dovervi fare la meditazione, poiché il corpo fisico non si ammala facendo la meditazione, anzi si rinfresca. E se voi fate la meditazione, allora non dovrete più tornare in questo mondo. Il corpo umano è una cosa molto preziosa. Anche gli dèi e le dee desiderano questo corpo umano, così che possono meditare e tornare a casa.
Doing meditation is the only advantage we can take out of this human body. Kabir Sahib says that even the gods and goddesses are longing to have this human body. That is why, oh brother, do the meditation and remember God. Don't forget Him, because this is the only advantage you can take of getting this human body.
Kabir Sahib ci dice che l'unico modo di utilizzare questo corpo umano è facendo la meditazione. Che questa è la cosa più preziosa, che anche gli dèi e le dèi desiderano il corpo umano per poter fare la meditazione, che il vero scopo della nostra vita è di meditare e di ricordarci Dio, così che possiamo ritornare a casa.